Hi folks, welcome to Monday's Coffee and Colossians. It's a bit later than usual because I'm so frustrated. I've been on the phone for about 2 hours to our internet service provider who had asked me to be in today between 1 and 5 because they were sending an engineer around to fix a problem we've got. And they didn't send the engineer around, and when I phoned up I discovered they'd actually cancelled it at 5 o'clock on Friday and didn't tell us, and I'd stayed at home. Anyway, these are the frustrations. We are looking at the Word of God in the context of normal daily life. We're not isolated from all of that. And I guess these are very much first world problems, aren't they? But we are going to turn to a passage now. We in Colossians, what we found so far, let me summarize where we're at. Paul writes to this church and thanks God for their faith and prays for them and says how he prays for them. He then goes on to say about Jesus Christ and who he is and how he's the head. We've seen the three headships, headship over creation, headship over the church. And then there's this headship over all the powers and authorities, which is really quite wonderful. And now we come, we had this, in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives, and we were looking at the different philosophies. And now we come on to this strange verse. So you've got all this marvelous teaching about Jesus being the head over everything, and then suddenly you get, in him you are also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ. So you've been circumcised. I've been circumcised. Circumcision in the Old Testament was obviously taking off the foreskin. It was not performed on, there wasn't female circumcision. There was just male circumcision, and it was a sign. Here, incidentally, circumcision and baptism are going to be put together. And that's because circumcision and baptism, there's this wonderful symmetry between the Old and New Testament. The Sabbath becomes the Lord's Day, the Passover becomes the Lord's Supper, and circumcision becomes baptism. And I think the connection is very important. But today, we're just thinking about what this circumcision that is done by Christ. How have you and I been circumcised? I have to say I'm particularly glad that I just hate any kind of pain, so I'm glad we don't have the Old Testament Jewish way of circumcision. Now, here is circumcision and baptism are signs of Christ, and this is why, again, we'll take our time with this. We're tied to Christ and to his death, burial, and resurrection. We're not killed or buried or raised like him, but with him. It's what Luther calls the fortunate exchange. What is ours becomes his. And that's why he says, we're circumcised with Christ is died with Christ. What is that? The circumcision done by Christ is what was done on the cross. The flesh, your whole self ruled by the flesh. Now, we're not talking here about people who go and do a kind of mock Easter by undergoing a mock crucifixion. Here, it's just simply the putting off of the sinful nature, just as the foreskin was cut away. It's the putting off of the sinful nature. It's not something done by human hands. That's what he says. It's something done by Christ. And I think that is what we find in Romans 2. Let me just read that. Romans 2, verse 28 and 29. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. It's of the heart, circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. Sorry, forgive me. The surgeon goes deep. The surgeon cuts deep. And Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, cuts deep. In Acts 2:37, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to even dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. The work of the Spirit is to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of the judgment to come. Yesterday, some of us were in this apartment and we were looking at Colossians. No, we weren't. We were looking at Ephesians, at the end of Ephesians 4. And it was very convicting, very convicting. And that's what God does. It's not just external behavior. He goes right into our heart, cuts us deep in order that he may heal and that he may renew. So the circumcision done by Christ is the circumcision on our hearts. It is something that goes right into our inmost being. And I think that's what we long to see occurring more and more in the church and elsewhere. Right. I had thought I would do 11 and 12 in one go. There's just so much in this. But take that for today. God bless you, and hopefully see you tomorrow. And hopefully my internet will be working by then as well. Bye.